Multiple members of Congress and the national media have been accused of sexual misconduct in recent weeks. New York State Senator Liz Krueger spoke with Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt about the cases now rocking the country, including that of a state assemblyman. Capital Region Republican Steve McLaughlin was recently sanctioned for alleged sexual harassment in the Capitol, which he denies. McLaughlin was elected Rensselaer County Executive in November. Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat, says the state legislature should have an independent panel to examine allegations.
Do you think that there are other cases right now that we're going to find out about?
So I'm not on the ethics committee where I might be privy to some kind of information. So I don't know. What I do know as a woman living in America, that I wake up every morning and wait to find out something I didn't know when I went to bed last night about somebody I thought I knew at least something about. So I assume that, yes, we should all be both wary of what the next shoe to fall is, but that I hope as a country it is waking us up to desperate need to change our cultural patterns of behavior, how we are educating our children, men and women, or future men and women, and that I urge every single woman out there who feels that this has been done to her to stand up and hold their harassers responsible. I think it is painful to many, both victims and abusers, but critically important that we take this moment in American history to say, we're simply not going to allow it to continue, and we're not going to shame women into never talking about it, and there will be penalties to be paid.
Do you think the legislature has the right process for that? Now, I know the McLaughlin case, it raised a lot of questions. For instance, the public didn't know about it. It was going on for a year and a half. In the meantime, he was elected to a higher office. The voters didn't know about it. He says that he thought the ethics committee handled things wrong, and it just raises a lot of questions. Right. I mean, should there be some kind of independent body doing this instead of lawmakers themselves kind of trying to, you know, police themselves?
I actually think an independent body is a very good idea. You know, there's more limitations on the legislature than private employers. I was asked yesterday, will CBS, NBC just fire somebody the next day? And I said, actually, the legislature doesn't really have authority to fire the legislature. Technically, the voters get to fire the legislators, but they only get to do it every 2 years. The courts get to find you a felon, mm-hmm. and then you can't serve, which requires then somebody come forward and say a felony's been committed and prove it. And in one example, in the New York State Senate since I've been here, we actually used a historical precedent to create a trial and throw someone out of the Senate, Hiram Montserrat.
That's
so
right.
I don't think, as I recall, the Assembly even has that option, and the Senate's used that option once every 100 years. So I actually think, personally, that an independent process outside of the legislators themselves does make sense, but I don't believe under existing law or even the Constitution, an independent process could vote you off the island. But I certainly question a year and a half timeline. And in the Mr. McLaughlin storyline, he's gone from the legislature. He didn't run again because he won as Rensselaer County Executive. I can't revisit the voters, but my guess is, because he won by such a small margin, that if the storyline came out before the election earlier in the month, a woman named Andrea Smith would be the county executive for Rensselaer County.